Hey, Reverend Sharpton. Hi, I'm Teresa Marie from Magic 95.9 in Baltimore. Good to see you on the red carpet. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
So you're a presenter this evening. Tell us about it.
I'm very happy to be here. Aretha Franklin has been the ultimate to me, and to be a presenter to her is an honor in itself. I cannot think of a time in my life that Aretha Franklin was not the ultimate to us. And what a lot of people don't know is she was always a big part of the civil rights movement. Even before me, with Dr. King, in his last days, she did concerts for him. And before me with Reverend Jackson. And then in my life and in my movement, she's always been there. And when they said to me they wanted me to be a presenter to her, I dropped everything and said I had to be here because we just got 5 years ago a black president, but we always had a queen. And her name was Aretha Franklin.
You're a strong community leader and strong in African-American community. How close are we to the things that you're used to fighting for and marching for in our community today? Have we lost the unity of our community?
We've lost some unity, but we've gained in other areas. We are not there yet. We are further than we were, but we haven't arrived. It's like a plane. You may be closer to your destination, but don't get off until you pull into the arrival terminal. We're not at the arrival terminal yet. We haven't even landed yet, but we are nowhere near where we started. So we've made a lot of progress, and we can make the rest of the journey if we don't forget how we got this far.
Thank you very much.